From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. First of all, thank you for the many, many birthday wishes. Wow, I'm really just overwhelmed. Appreciate them all. Next hour, we begin Who's Behind the Secret Door? Six guests. I have no idea who they are. I got to figure that out. And then we'll take your calls throughout the evening tonight. Here's what's happening. The Office of Personnel Management apparently has been hit by a massive data breach that could have compromised the personal data of at least 4 million current and former federal employees. The OPM said in a statement that in April, it detected a cyber intrusion that compromised its systems and that it was sending notifications to approximately 4 million individuals whose personally identifiable information may have been accessed. Perhaps this came from China. Lauren Weinstein, expert on the internet with us. What do you hear, Lauren, in your camp? Anything?
Yeah, well, this appears to be one of a series of these kinds of attacks. I mean, the reality is that virtually every department of the federal government and most large corporations are under continual attack one way or another. Some of these are just kind of automated robot attacks. They're just looking for vulnerabilities. A lot of them are from hackers. A lot of them appear to be from large state-sponsored operations, with indeed China being a likely culprit in many of these. But it's really hard to pin down because it's so simple to obscure the sources of these attacks. And it's even harder to figure out what they're after.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to ask you that. What do they want?
I don't think anybody really knows. I personally suspect a lot of it is just opportunistic. And you have to assume we're doing the same thing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we know we have offensive cyber offense operations that are attempting to penetrate external places.
To gather
the information we can. It's all kind of an outgrowth of the old spy game, right? We have spy versus spy,
right?
They're trying to get whatever they can, even if they don't really have a use for it right now. If they can find a vulnerability, you grab the data, you hold on to the data, and you figure someday you're going to find a use for it. But it's scary to people, of course, when, you know, if you're a federal employee or a former federal employee and you get a notice that maybe China or maybe somebody else got hold of your data, on one hand, you might be pretty upset. On the other hand, with all the attacks nowadays, you may have already gotten a notice from Target and from, you know, from all
Home
these
Depot
other companies
and all that,
that have told you that there may have been a problem with your personal information. I really think that a lot of people have started to get a little bit, shall we say, complacent about it, saying, well, what's somebody else that's gotten hold of the personal data again?
Well, I can understand, Lauren, if they're going after trying to find out who the CIA members are and things like that, but that apparently isn't the case here.
I think when it comes to intel collection, a lot of times the big numbers have nothing to do with specific targets. They have to do with just grabbing what you can when you can, and you salt it away. Everybody does it that has the capability of doing it. And you just hold on to that information. You may not even look at it because there's so much you can't really look at it. You don't have time to analyze it in quantity. But you got it there. And one day down the line, maybe when you're squabbling with another government about an import-export situation or something like that, you've got a little something salted away there that you can say, hey, I know this about you. Obviously, there are much worse scenarios too. We talk about infrastructure concerns and things like that, but it's such a big jumbled mess with so much data moving around and so many vulnerabilities and so many potential kinds of attacks that I don't really know what's going on. And frankly, I doubt very much that there are many people in the governments anywhere around the world that would claim that they really had a handle on most of this.
That's a good point. Lauren, thank you so much. Lauren Weinstein, he monitors the internet and the internet stories for us and does just a bang-up job. In the news at coasttocoastam.com, take a look at this. The first skull and scalp transplant has been performed in a 15-hour operation. James Boyson, he's 55 years old from Texas. He was missing the entire part of the crown of his head after a treatment of a rare type of cancer. who was also given a new kidney and pancreas during his procedure. The software developer says he was amazed at how he feels after surgery in Houston. Normally, doctors would use a combination of skin grafts and metal plates or 3D printing to reconstruct his skull. That they did just an amazing job of just putting him back together again. Man, it's amazing what medicine's doing. Now, listen to this. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital have taken the very first step toward developing an artificial lab-grown limb, building a rat forelimb with functioning vascular and muscular tissue. The experimental approach could be applied to the limbs of primates and eventually humans for transplantation. They're actually making limbs now. A 17-year-old boy from Peru can see more clearly after doctors, well, I'm going to have to tell you this, plucked a worm that had burrowed into his eye by luring it out with basil leaves. Yuck. The stomach-churning video shows doctors using tweezers to nab the 1-inch worm with tweezers. The ophthalmologist who performed the procedure said the worm likely infected the boy, named only as Jamie, when a mosquito carrying fly eggs on its legs bit him while he was sleeping by the eye. Gosh, why did I even give you that story? So, have you ever gone to the restaurant and ordered lobster? And, you know, it might be 6 ounces, might be 8 ounces. Well, listen to this. Paleontologists have discovered human-sized lobsters that lived on Earth 480 million years ago. They were 7-foot sea monsters. Can you imagine the size of that lobster tail if you were at a restaurant? You could feed the entire restaurant with that. But seven foot, they said, was one of the largest animals alive during that period, 480 million years ago. Lots of strange things. What about in the skies? Let's check in with Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center. Peter, what's up there these days?
Yeah, no flying lobsters, fortunately, George.
How'd you like to order that?
Yeah, I guess you're going to be up in my neck of the woods here this weekend.
I'm going to be in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, boy, it's a great town. I've had a lot of fun up there. I have spoken several times at the behest of the UFOBC group. Great bunch of guys and very, very skilled UFO investigators. You might bump into some of them while you're up there. 4 reports quickly.
Okay.
Last Saturday night, the 30th of May, 10:30 p.m., Nottingham, Maryland, just east on the east side of Baltimore, right where 695 joins Interstate 95, a bunch of adults were standing outside looking to the east, and they saw a cluster of what they call blue iridescent bubbles rose up on the eastern from the eastern horizon. The reason they find it so interesting is because they seem to maneuver relative to one another. Don't know much about this case quite yet. I'm going to get back in touch with them and see if I can get more information. But shortly after the first group of bubbles rose up, a second group rose up. So I'll report on this at a future date. I'm sort of intrigued by it because it was very close to an airport. People shouldn't be launching balloons there. So we'll see what I can find out for a future presentation. But it's also of interest to me because 2.5 hours after that sighting, at 1 a.m. on Sunday morning, the 31st of May, a couple were out walking at a location they describe as Tarawa Terrace, which I presume is on Camp Lejeune Marine Corps Base. And they saw an object, again green, streak down out of the sky. At first, they both thought it was a meteor, but the thing reportedly just stopped and suddenly started descending slowly and went directly away from the Marine Corps base. It's sort of interesting because you'd expect a lot of people to be outside at the Marine Corps base at that hour.
Sure thing.
Training or doing something. And if we can get more information on that case, I'd certainly like to have it. If anybody saw that object last Sunday morning, we'd like to hear from them. 1st of June, Monday night, 10 p.m., Lake Mills, Wisconsin, a group of people were standing outside, and I mentioned this case because some of the listeners may recall last week I talked about two triangular craft. Got another one, three white or yellow lights in the corners of this one, a flashing red light on the ventral surface of it. We're getting an unusually large number of reports of these things, George. I don't know what to make of them, but if people see them, we'd like to have a report from them.
Okay.
And I'll close with a report from a gentleman who's a Coast Insider. Last night at 11:50 p.m., this is Wednesday night now, in Garden City, South Carolina, very close to Myrtle Beach, which I've talked about a number of times about the number and frequency of sightings in that location, he decided to go out and look at the almost full moon on the 3rd of June, and he was standing in the surf, and an object, a large object, perhaps about the size of a full moon in the night sky, streaked from his left to right, I believe it was, distinctly orange. The reason he reported this to us is it was clearly not any kind of meteor. It stopped and hovered for perhaps 5 seconds, suddenly accelerated almost faster than his eyes could track it, and it disappeared up into the night sky. All these reports we'll have posted to our website, UFO Center, sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks for watching the skies, Peter. Wow, those are great stories. Up next, the numbers lady joins us, Glynis McCants, with some great stories, too, on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie, Glynis McCants, the numbers lady with us, of course. We're going to talk about a number of things with Glynis, including, of course, yesterday we unveiled ParanormalDate.com. It's a dating service for people to connect, ParanormalDate.com. Already, it has 200,000 hits, 200,000 hits from people interested in other people. So I wanted to bring in an expert. Glynis writes a blog for the website, and get her views on this. Glynis, this is amazing. So many people looking for love in all the hopefully right places.
Well, I would say that you've actually created a right place for your listeners, because it does matter that you find people who are of like mind and enjoy what you enjoy. And that's exactly what you've done, and I think that's why you're getting such a tremendous response.
You found your husband with the numbers.
Yes, I did.
You found Charlie, and it's been a great marriage. It's going strong.
Yes, 13 years and counting. And it's funny because I know you have a lot of listeners, some that are always brand new and some that know us, right? And they're like, okay, we know you're in love, but whatever. And I would only say this to you. Active love is the greatest love of all, George. If you can be with a partner and sincerely enjoy them every day, what a blessing. And I do think numbers play a role in that, because it worked for me. And I know the blog is set up to help people who are going to meet each other on that website. You know, when they meet each other, they have the right to shoot me a note and say, hey, you know, my birthday's blank, his birthday's blank, are we worth it?
And dump him if the dates don't work, right?
Well, that idea, should I stay or should I go, I really am about that. Because wouldn't we rather you find someone worthwhile,
yeah,
if you could? And the last time I was on your show, you and I were looking at a pattern. You had a lot of seven life paths calling over and over that particular night. And what I like about that, when you find someone who is your life path or has a pack of numbers that are similar to yours, you have an automatic connection.
You really do. You know, in the old days, Glynis, like my folks stayed married for a long, long time until my dad died.
Yes.
And it was an arranged marriage. I mean, they had not met each other. The families from Fitchburg, Massachusetts, and Detroit, Michigan, called each other and said, we think Gabriel needs to meet Georgette, and let's hook them up. So off to Fitchburg my dad went. They fell in love. I mean, I don't think they were forced to get married, but, you know, it was like the thing, and they got married, and, you know, they never divorced. I mean, they had their little tiny squabbles as kids. I remember little things like, why'd you buy that? Stuff right. like that. But, I mean, they were in love, and they stayed friends and in love
yes.
until Dad died a few years ago.
And when your father passed, it was unexpected at that time, correct?
Well, he was 88. He was tough, but he had fallen, and my mom had noticed something protruding almost from his neck.
Uh-huh.
And they took him into the doctor, and the doctor said, Gabe, we're going to have to operate on you. And he closed his eyes and said, no, you're not. And he died. he went out that way.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like really quickly. It's not like he was sick with cancer or something where he was in a deathbed
no,
for a long
time. No, he was not.
Time.
So I'm not sure if they do arranged marriages anymore, but could you say that like dating services like ParanormalDate.com are arranged type things?
No, I wouldn't. I would tell you, the reason I believe in numerology, there are more than one forms. You know, people will write me, there's one, I think it's called the Chaldrian numerology. I don't think I ever pronounced it correctly. But and also the Kabbalah has numbers.
Right.
I have found the Pythagoras number system to be incredibly accurate and consistently so. And when I do these reads, you know, we've had over 2,000 people get married from Love by the Numbers, the book.
That's amazing.
Well, and it's exciting. So what I'm loving about what you're doing, that to sign up, that database is free, right? People are just allowed
free.
To join.
It's free to sign up. Now,
right, and then peruse it and decide if they want to jump in.
If they want to jump in. If they do, by the way, use my name, George. So you don't pay a lot.
So it's a promo code, right?
Yep.
And I know that's a discount because someone wrote me and said they did sign up. Someone already told me they're going to look for the guy and get right back to me on the blog, which I think is fun.
That's great.
But what's neat about this, why wouldn't you want somebody who kind of gets who you are? And I've been to the Coast to Coast events, and when I meet the audience, they often have said what they say to you. They're like, I just want someone who gets me. You know, someone who understands what I like. Because when you date someone who has nothing in common with you, even if it's a chemical attraction, like sexual,
mm-hmm.
if they have nothing that's in agreement
it's
with you
it's intellectually, not work.
It won't last.
No, it's going to burn out. It's not
yeah.
going to last. It's fun for a day or two. That's it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. And then you end up chewing your arm off.
Yes, because you do feel trapped. So, no, I think this is exciting. And I know, who is the other guy? Is his name Joseph?
Joseph Jacobs,
right,
our psychic.
He's very psychic, right?
Yes.
So he's going to help them that way?
He's doing another blog on his end, too.
Yeah.
So they're good. But this is going to be fun. And
yes.
We're going to watch this grow. And but with dating particularly,
yes.
with people who are on sites, because I've noticed
yes.
that there are dating sites for farmers
That's
and
right.
things like that. It's amazing how they're trying to get people to connect of like interests.
Well, also there's J-Date.
Mm-hmm.
Right, for Jewish people, there's a Christian site. I think it's smart to create a site that people who already have something in common can go there. And when you fill the database, there's more options, more opportunity for you to meet someone. You know, people often ask me this. When I talk about a soulmate connection in numerology, they say to me, is there only one soulmate out there for me? The answer is no, George. No. You can meet more than one person
I agree
that you feel
a
tremendous connection
yeah.
to. But when it comes to love, you want to make sure you marry someone that you love that deeply, that the connection is a soulmate connection.
We used to think a soulmate was just one person. And
yeah.
I used to have friends of mine who would get divorced,
mm-hmm.
and they would say, but she was my soulmate. I don't get it. I don't
yeah.
understand. It's because you could have many.
That's exactly true. And the other thing, even in the number combination, I will lay these out to say there's a soul number, there's a personality number, there's the power of a person's name, the day you're born is significant, your life path, the destiny, the maturity. When you look at those numbers, you start to see who someone is. It's like a numerology blueprint. And when you compare charts, there's nothing more exciting for me when I see a chart that really is beautiful. Like, these two would be on
fire. It literally stands right off the chart, doesn't it?
Yes, and I've actually had couples. One gal who was like 70, she said, oh, no, I don't want to talk about my husband. I know we're fine. And I looked at the numbers. They were completely compatible, like natural match. And I asked her, well, when did you know? She said six. She was 6 years old.
She
was in first grade, and we knew.
I love it. Well, Glenna, stay with us. We're going to come back. I want to talk about some world events with you. We'll also take some phone calls. In the time remaining, we'll take some personals with you and Glynis McCants, the Numbers Lady. Her website, numberslady.com. And again, if you want to connect with the people who listen to this program, ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. Well, next hour we go behind the secret door. Six special guests. We'll figure out who they are together. And when we come back in a moment, more with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Glynis McCants with us this hour, the numbers lady. We'll get to your calls in a second. A couple of her books. Glynis has your number. Love by the numbers as well. Glynis, we're going through an incredible time right now where, I mean, you just, everything you see in the news, there's some horrific thing going on.
That's true.
Do the numbers ever tell us if things are going to get any better?
Well, they do. And one of the things that affects all of us, it's called the world numbers cycle. And 2015, when you break it down, it is an 8. And there's a positive side to 8, which we know about. But the dark side of 8, I said it would be a year of politics. It would be a year of in-your-face truth. Like, if you'll notice, people keep getting exposed, right? Especially about money. Like the whole FIFA thing. It seems like the briberies, you're hearing about that, correct?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah, but what you're seeing really, George, is exposure, aren't you? Like, obviously, these things were going on for years, but now this year, a light is being shined on it.
They're getting caught.
They are getting caught. So does that happen forever? No. You know, next year, when you go into cycle 9, it's called clearing space for new beginnings. I know for a fact that's going to be better for all of us. Like, it's going to feel cleaner. Right now, it feels kind of dirty and frustrating.
Yeah, and scary for some people.
It is scary. And also, what we have to be careful about overall, we don't all agree on everything. We should be protected. If you have an opinion, you should be protected to speak your mind. We're not very protected. Right now, it's like if you don't say what someone else feels or the majority says you need to believe, you're supposed to be punished. You know, they try to get you fired or close your store. We've got to be careful about stuff like that too, George.
Well, what about protection? What about without, you know, speaking your mind without offending people? Let me give you an example.
Okay.
You're at a party and, you know, you're there with your husband. And some woman walks in with a god-awful dress on. Do you go right up to her and say, that's the worst-looking dress I've ever seen? I mean, and you ruin her day.
Not. Yeah, you don't have to. There's no need to. First of all, yeah, it might be your opinion, but what does it matter what she's wearing? Like, that's her dress, so there's no need to do that. But what's happening now, what you're seeing is people attacking to go after you. Like, you don't agree with me, therefore you need to be shut down. You shouldn't have a store, right?
Right.
And that is scary because I always say to people, put yourself in their position and have more compassion.
Yeah.
If we really knew each other, like inside and out, we'd have a lot more understanding instead of being so angry. The anger is what's going to dissipate because this anger's got to stop. It's too much, is it not?
I'm going to have you back as soon as we go through more of these presidential primaries and weed out some of the candidates. Because
it is
there's too many right
now. People are running.
There's a million Republicans and a handful of Democrats. You'd be giving us analysis for the next 3 months.
It would be ridiculous. No, it'd be better to just let's pare it down and see what's really there.
It's going to be an interesting, you know, everybody has said Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, in terms of the psychics, months and months ago, I don't know. The field is so big.
Right. And what I told you, because you've mentioned that to me before, I don't feel that. Like, I don't feel the two of them, but as I promised everybody, I have to do it through numbers. Because as a human being, I can have an opinion. I need to, you know, put my opinion to the side, look at the numbers and see what's there. But it certainly has been more difficult for Jeb Bush than was anticipated so far.
Yep. And Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
She's slipping.
No, she is. But, you know, they always say that Bill Clinton was a better candidate, and Hillary puts her foot in it. She's got, you know, notice how she's not doing interviews. She's staying quiet for a reason.
Yeah, she's hiding.
Yeah, she doesn't want to talk right now because she doesn't have to.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got many people calling you, Glynis, and we're going to permit some personal stuff because we've only got about 15 minutes to go here with you. We'll go to Kaylee in Grand Rapids, Michigan, east of the Rockies. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're fine. Thank you. So go ahead. Question, or do you want to give us your birthday?
I have a question, too.
All right. Okay.
But it might help if I give you my birthday, but I'll do the question first.
All right.
I want to know, how do you know what part of your life you're mastering with your birthday? And my birthday is 1/11/74. And I've had a strange life.
Well, Kaylee, you have a voice that would be very funny. You sound like, you make me laugh. Let's put it this way. Uh-oh. How often have people laughed at things you said when you weren't trying to be funny?
A lot.
And believe me, it's your delivery. So here's what I would tell you. Why she's asking about that master number, George, if you're born the 11th or the 22nd, that's an automatic master number. It means you have very high standards, Kaylee, and I think you're actually hypercritical of yourself. Like when you think you've come up short, don't you beat yourself up for it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a problem. Then you're ultimately a sixth life path. When somebody is born on a one day and they're a sixth life path, sometimes people are competitive towards you or critical of you, and you're shocked. It's like, what are you people doing? Because you already know your standards are so high. You're just trying to run your own race. You're not trying to compete with them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing for work, though? Because you're not supposed to work for someone else, Kaylee. You actually are supposed to be in charge of what you do as a sixth life path.
Well, right now I'm on disability, and I just help support friends and family.
You help support them?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just like mentally or spiritually or whatever?
Yeah. You're asking what you're supposed to master? I'll tell you what I see for you, Kaylee. Since you are working on your physical health, I have to recommend You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, because I swear by that book. It means what you don't deal with mentally can attack you physically. If you're physically hurting at your age, you're going to want to work on that health. And once you master it for yourself, you'll be able to help others too. That's what I see, Kaylee.
She sounds like Sylvia Brown, doesn't she?
She really does. But again, it's her delivery, you know? 1974, she's young. She's going to figure that out. When she figures out her health issues,
she's 41 years old.
She'll be able to help other people.
She's 41 years old. Huh. Okay, let's go to Ellen in Des Moines, Washington State, not Iowa. Hello, Ellen. Go ahead.
Good evening. How are you, George? I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you. And what would you like from Glynis? A question or a little discussion?
I'd like to give my birthday. Hi, Glynis.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, my birthday is September 18,
1949. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see here, before I say anything.
And you do all this, you do this all right off your head.
Well, what I do is I do use paper and I sit here with a pen. A lot of people will create a program where they run it that way. I like to see those numbers when I break them down to get a sense of her. Ellen, I'm going to tell you a couple things right off the bat. Because you're born on a 9 day and you have a 9 attitude, 9 represents family. It means when you were little, you were an old soul. You were already beyond your years. So I'm sure your parents noticed that. But you also have had to overcome stuff from the past. Like wherever you felt you were not supported or loved, that's stuff you've had to work on in this lifetime, correct?
Yes, and I've worked very hard on that.
Good. Well, 9 means doubly true. And then your life path makes you a 5, which means natural detective. It does mean you constantly dig for truth. Every time you learn something new, that's what makes you happy. That's what keeps you going.
My nickname is Mrs. Columbo.
Do you see what I mean, George?
Yep.
And again, yes, on radio. These are called quick reads because we can't dissect all 6
numbers. Right, and you got a million people waiting.
Right, we have too much time. But those people listening, if they broke down their life path, which they can do, by the way, at numberslady.com, and looked up the 5, they would know, yes, I can relate to Ellen. I'm also a natural detective. That's what I mean about paranormaldate.com. We're going to be able to look at those numbers of those people and bring them together that are actually compatible.
All right, good luck, Ellen. Go for it. What do people generally want to know when they contact you? Is it always relationships or is it job opportunities? What's high on the list?
People want to know more than anything else. They want to know who they are. Like, who am I? Why am I here? And what's the best direction for me to go? You know, sometimes you do have a couple career ideas. I can look at those and say, oh, no, you don't want to do, like, you don't want to open a shop. You should be an interior decorator. I can see in the numbers the better place for them to go, the better path to take. And here's another one, George. Let's say you were going to do a business. Like, I happen to know you're working with Mark, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark and you are both seven life paths. Like, you guys are naturally matched, and that explains the friendship. How long have you known him? Forever,
oh, geez, right? For years. Years. Mark's the president of Paranormal Day.
If the numbers were toxic, not that you asked me, you never said, hey, should I work with Mark? But if they had been a challenge, I could explain to you, well, here's your challenge, and here's how to make it better. So I can help people improve relationships or move on.
I didn't have to ask you. You've taught me already.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. You've definitely learned some of your basic numbers. I know you have.
Dennis in South Philadelphia, you're on with Glynis McCants. Hi, Dennis. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Glynis. Yeah, I will give you my birth date.
Okay.
It's September 10th, 1959, and I just wanted to know, am I in the right field? Sometimes I feel like I am. Sometimes I feel like I'm not.
Okay, well, and so when I just look at his numbers, you were born on a one day, one attitude, seven life paths. These are the mind numbers. So without knowing what that career is, you have got to be intellectually stimulated or you have to get out of it. If you're not using your mind and feeling challenged, you will be unhappy. So what did you pick?
I'm a radio DJ.
I knew it.
Love it.
I knew it.
That's too easy. I mean, George, you already know George is a seven life path. He's got the one attitude. I don't know what kind of radio. Is it talk radio, Dennis?
He's a DJ.
No.
Oh, well, then, come on. Yeah. Never a dull moment.
Music.
And you know what's funny? I actually wrote about this in my book. When you're a seven life path, although you guys can be social, you actually enjoy radio. That's a fun way for you guys to communicate. You don't need the mic with the audience in front of you at all times.
Right.
That's the difference. But it is very common for the seven to communicate, and radio is a really good way for them to communicate.
Oh, plus, I met a woman who was born February 25th, 1971.
Oh, let me see that.
How's that going? Pretty good for you, Dennis?
I've never laughed and had so much in common with the person in my life.
That's great.
And here's what that would be. Since she's born the 25th, that's the appearance number. 2 + 5 = 7. 7 would be the instant attraction. Again, this is an old soul because she's a 9. Has she had to overcome stuff from her past, Dennis? Did she tell you about her family?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
so she's got some scars from the past. And here's the key, George. If I were talking to her and not him, I'd tell her, find a way to be in the moment. Because when she's in the moment, she's so much fun for you, Dennis.
That's great. Dennis, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Of course, Glynis has your number, and once she does, she knows everything about you.
Well, you can run, but you can't hide.
That's true. That's true. What's new with you? What have you been doing these days?
Well, I've been working on Paranormal Date. You know, that's right up my alley. So I'm actually putting some stuff together where I want to make it as simple as possible for people to run charts when they meet people. You see?
Yeah.
Like if you're dating, what if there's a gal on there who meets four men? Wouldn't you want to run those quickly and say yes, yes, no, no?
And eliminate three of them, I would hope.
Well, and I'll make a joke to the five life paths out there. Maybe not. You know, they'd like to know they've got some choices. But yeah, you're exactly right. I've been working on that, and I've also got a show that I'm working on.
Oh, super. That's fun.
Yeah, okay. So we're putting that together and taping as we speak.
Okay, next up we go to Laura in Cincinnati, Ohio. Welcome to the program, Laura. Go ahead.
I was calling actually to see if anything gets better financially for me.
What's your date of birth?
That's April 10th, 1964.
1964. 1, 5, 6. Wow, okay. And you're in a cycle. Laura, the first thing I want to say, there are packs of numbers in numerology. 2, 4, 8 are the business-minded. 3, 6, 9 are creative. 1, 5, 7 are the people, they're the mind numbers. It means when something troubles them, they can't stop thinking. Mm-hmm. You fall into that category.
Yep.
See, you're born on a one day. You are a seven life path. You have a 5 attitude. So my first thought on you, I do believe you need to do affirmations that are positive, the prosperity affirmations. You can look these up, by the way, Laura. You could even go to Google and type in prosperity affirmations, and you could get some free ones. But I'm telling you, if you could focus on that, like do affirmations daily about money, then some opportunities will open up because you are in a personal year 4, and 4 is about establishing more security. And that's what you're looking for this year.
Yes.
Well, you've got to get your mind right.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You can do it. But this year, George, I'm telling you, what I like, you know, numerology to me, it's just giving you messages as you live your life. It gives you little messages. When you're in a cycle of four, which you're in right now, it means time to look at security. How do I build it? You can do that this year.
Now, there are some people, Glynis, who don't want a relationship. They just want to have fun.
That's right. And you know what I'm going to suggest? Going back to a paranormal date, when I've met people at Coast to Coast, some of them are like, they've given up on love. You know, they don't even think it's going to happen. I think they need to look at this as meeting someone as a friend first, you know? Find someone who could be a companion. Have a conversation and see where it goes. Don't look at this as it's only love. See, if they think it's just love, some people will be afraid to check it out. I say it's about meeting people that get along with you, that will enjoy your company.
I would say that people into the paranormal
probably
have the most difficult time meeting people.
Yes, I would agree with that. I would say if the numbers, if you'll notice tonight, we've seen lots of ones and fives and sevens. When you are a cerebral person, if you talk to someone who does not seem bright, you have no time for them. You will like mentally tune them out. Your eye will roll to the back of your head. You just can't stand it. But when you meet people that stimulate you mentally, you get very excited. And I believe Coast to Coast listeners, a lot of them are that way.
Oh, they're very sharp.
They are sharp, and they don't suffer fools, you know. You've got to know what you're talking about, or they're not interested.
One more quick call. Let's go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona, one of our faves. Hey, Blair, go ahead.
George, birthday greetings to a very representative example of the 60s being the new 40s, my friend.
Thank you, Blair. Appreciate it.
Glynis, I love being a Sedona Hiking and Vortex tour guide over the years, but you brought it up. Who am I? Why am I here? My birth date is June 5th, 1951.
Whoa, well, happy birthday in moments.
So wait, Blair, June 5th, 19 what?
51.
And Glynis, we've got 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay, I can do this. Oh, let's see. It looks like he's a nine. Blair, the first thing I tell you, because you have the two attitude in numerology, that is considered naturally psychic. Like if you trust your gut instinct, it does not fail you, does it?
No.
No. When you meet someone, you're pretty quick to assess who they are. When you're born on a 5-day, it means never a dull moment. You do get bored easily. So your work has to be constant simulation, and movement is a part of the job. It has to be. And isn't that what you say you're doing?
That is exactly right. Hiking and jeeping and personal vehicle, transporting people to the beautiful areas of Sedona.
But see, that has such a calming effect on you. That song, On the Road Again, that's a part of you. You know, if you had to stay still, if you were stuck in an office, you would be miserable.
That is so true. Thank you, Glynis.
And one more thing to say, because your life path is nine, people learn from you. So when you do this job, you're not just doing a job. You change people's lives. There must be things that you end up saying that when they walk away, they know stuff they never knew before.
Blair, thanks so much for being on the program. Glynis, we are rapidly running out of time. This is fun. But, you know, during some world events that might occur, we're going to get you back on. See what happens. And again, thanks for your contribution to ParanormalDate.com.
I'm looking forward to it. And when someone's ready to get married, we're going to have to do that on air.
You know what? We're going to do it in the studio. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top is an ordained minister.
Fantastic.
And I would time it to get him in here, and he lives in L.A.
Oh, good.
So we could just marry people off in the studio, just
it's
like Johnny Carson did with Tiny Tim.
I love it. It's going to happen.
Do you remember the woman he married?
Yeah.
Miss Vicky.
That's right, Miss Vicky.
All right. Thanks, Glynis.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Have
up next.
Good night and happy birthday.
Thanks, Glynis. Who's behind the secret door? Six people throughout the night. We're going to run the phone numbers. I'm going to keep the lines open so you can come in, and I may need you to guess with me, but we'll be back.